I spent something like 4 years in opposition in health, 6 years as minister, and my passion for health has never changed. It was my favourite portfolio. I loved it and I still do.
A couple of other senior people had gone there, Dalziel and Trevor Mallard. What have you got that they haven't?
Well, that's up to the leader to decide, but what I do know is that Leanne and Trevor, like myself, are team players, and they will be looking at a leader building a team of people that fit their portfolios to take the fight to the government. And just as Phil and I went off the front bench as leader and deputy leader for the party, they will see that the line-up is the most positive and a strong one to take the party forward to the election next year.
Why is Tony Wilde being able to shut down health? Why aren't we hearing the stories that perhaps, you know, the trouble in health that perhaps has been in the past?
Well, it isn't an easy portfolio, and it's incredibly complex and a lot happens in it. And really, I think that you do need to tell stories, because health is about stories, and that's probably a strength that I've had in the past, is being able to tell stories.
But why aren't we hearing people come to the media with stories? We just don't hear them.
I think that's a really good point, because one of the things I do know that's happened in health, there is a climate of fear out in health of people speaking up, whether they're in the NGO sector or providers of health services or workers in the health sector. The funny thing is that you can get a story a day. I've just been to Waikanae, 2 health stories. Please don't use our names, they say, because we don't want to be victimised.
Why?
I think Tony Ryle's been very successful in closing down health with what I think is like a duck on a pond, looking smooth on the surface, but below, feet are going flat out in terms of what's happening in health.
But are you saying he's sort of threatening them with consequences if they speak out?
It might not be implicit, but there's certainly in the sector, they know that Tony Ryle is a pretty hard taskmaster if anyone falls out of line. And so the health stories that are out there have been hard to put a name on, and of course the media like people to stand up and say, this is what's happening to me. Well, I'm going to need to try and find people to be brave enough to come forward and say, we've had our health funding cut. Last week, I was in my own electorate at Newtown Union Health Service to the closure of a midwifery service that's been going 22 years, an integrated midwifery service that Tony Ryle said he likes, closed because the funding is cut. Those are the sort of stories that people need to hear.
So are you appealing to these people now? Come out.
Come out and tell your stories, because every day there is a health story affecting the lives of New Zealanders. Older people today in Waikanae, people saying the cost of going to the doctor has gone through the roof, we can't pay for it. Speaking to a person out there providing a health service said they're not picking up prescriptions. Those stories are there, and my job is going to be to...
Do you feel that the health sector is intimidated by Tony Ryle?
I think that Tony Ryle does and has intimidated the health sector. He's kept the lid on it. He's kept it nailed down. And really, there does need to be an opening up and people seeing what's happening in health, because the stories are there.
Could it not be that Tony Ryle's just doing a good job?
He's doing a very good political job.
But actually in the health sector?
Well, that's harder to judge, because he's incredibly good at putting out league tables about how many things, widgets have been done. But health's about more than just how many operations have been done. How well is the health of New Zealanders improving? What's happening to the dental health of children and old people? What's happening to the long-term health of people in terms of diabetes? That's population health. That's where my passion's always been, about lifting the health status of all New Zealanders so that we have some of the best health in the world. You will hear plenty from Tony Ryle about the waiting times at the ED department, or the waiting times for cancer treatment, or the waiting times for operation, but very little about what's happening to the health of New Zealanders.
Thank you.